And then when you start looking at exactly what that means, you say, well, and how many of those was 215 actually used, specifically this metadata program? And it says, well, the majority, we believe. So, okay, six or seven. And then what are those cases? Well, the cases they describe, one involved finding someone who had been donating money to Shabab, the Ethiopian terror group. And, of course, you know, absolutely find and prosecute those people. But that's not exactly a terror plot foiled, and it's not clear in that case why the same thing could not have been achieved using traditional tools like subpoenas and targeted pen registers and records orders. Najibul Azazi, who appears to have been identified through a link to a known terrorist email address already being monitored, whatever use was made of 215 later, again, not clear why a more targeted use of that would not have been possible. There was this other case involving a supposed plot to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. Was it a serious plot? Deputy Director Sean Joyce or the FBI says, well, the jury thought it was serious because they were all convicted. As it turns out, there was no jury trial. They were not convicted of plotting terrorism. These were people who were convicted, again, of material support for a terrorist organization, meaning, again, assistance, money, and the New York Stock Exchange plot part of it appears to have involved the fact that the U.S. person involved in this case sort of scoped out several tourist targets, didn't provide very useful information, and it appears to have been abandoned. The U.S. attorney who worked that case said there was no specific plot. So I think we should treat with some skepticism. If these are the showpiece cases they're bringing up to justify the bulk collection of all Americans' phone and possibly internet records, it's not clear that that is a justification that passes that cost-benefit test. If